This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Bert in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hi, Vin. Glad to be back on another Friday. And, looking forward to, Ben, I didn't have a chance to talk with you beforehand. Are we doing cooking class, or have you decided to get your senses back and we're going to help prepare the class for life and everything else?
Did I get my senses back? You know, actually, class, I've never lost my senses. I have not. And last Friday's class was an April Fool's spoof.
You know, I thought it might have been because it was April 1st. Man.
Yeah, but not everybody, Bert, not everybody got it. Not everybody got that it was a spoof. Some people got it right away. And they blame me for announcing, don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. But, you know, there were many reasons why we did that class. Number one, it was April Fool's Day. And Bert and I have been doing this kind of thing for 42 years. No reason to stop on April 1st this year. And we've published press releases. We've said that we claim that we invented what Elon Musk is working on right now. We claim that we invented it, Bert and I, 42 years ago. And we didn't call it the Neuralink, but we did call it the TX bus. And 10 years after the press release, you know, it was sent out to the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, Ebony. And it got published, and people were throwing money at us and wanted to invest in our company because they thought we invented, you know, the next big thing. And it would have been the next big thing, except it was a spoof. It was a practical joke on the world.
Yeah, and we recognized the fastest computer local area network was one that never left the mind.
That's right.
And we had an instruction manual that was easy to follow, and the even non-surgeon could implant it with minimal medical training, and the pages of the manual were plasticized to wipe clean with the damp cloth.
Yeah, and we included this self-tapping Teflon-coated stainless steel screws so that you could screw it into the bone. And, without damaging the bone too much. Yeah, and we said we unveiled it at the sanitary facilities of the Walter Reed Army Hospital. I mean, it had lots of recognizable terms and words, but it was all nonsense. It was absolute nonsense. And so, in the spirit of that, first one was in 1980. That was when we pulled our first worldwide prank. In the spirit of that, we continued last Friday on April Fool's Day, April 1st. So, but not everybody got it, Bert. But no, I've never lost my senses in terms of USA Prepares is about preparedness. And by the way, I sent you a link. I happen to be talking with Kathy about eBay, and we're talking about different things and her class coming up next Thursday, but also next Tuesday we're doing a gardening class, and I believe you're going to be part of that, aren't you, Bert? Next Tuesday.
I can offer what I, it's about at the same realm as what my cooking class would be. But
well, I'll leave it up to you. If you want to join us, that'd be fine next Tuesday. We're going to have a round table. But I was talking with Kathy, and we are realizing that prices are escalating. She sent me some emails with pictures of store shelves, the absence of items, and the increasing prices. It's pretty darn serious. And we recommend that as part of our cooking class, you have ingredients with which to cook. That means start your garden today and start your seeds indoors if you haven't started them yet and learn how to do it. But I happened, while I was looking on the internet, while I was talking with Kathy, I found an old YouTube video. I just happened to search you, Get Prepared Expo. Get Prepared Expo. That's our expo. And I mentioned to her that Jim Baker, you know, the preacher guy, and he came to our expo. There's a picture of him there. And I forwarded that on to the instructors to let them see what that looks like. If any of you want to see that, I'll send you a link. If you email me, I'll send you a link to this short YouTube video. Some guy, I don't know who he is, to this day I don't know who he is, took a video camera and he videoed the expo. And he actually said it was a really good expo. And he said, here's the things you can see. That's like 7 minutes long, something like that. And there's an image of me in there. There's an image of Craig Douglas in there, our radiation detection instructor, and other instructors. So if you want to see what we look like, and if you want to see what the first Get Prepared Expo was like, number one, we're learning how to do it. You'll see it, and you'll see that we're teaching all kinds of really interesting topics that just flat out are not taught, kind of like what we do here on the radio. So if you want to see that, send me an email, USAPrepares@outlook.com, USAPrepares@outlook.com, and let me know that you want to see the link, and I'll send it to you, and you can see how funny looking I really am, as well as some of the other instructors. Bert, did you get a chance to see that?
Yeah, I did. The camera was a little wobbly, but yeah, it looked like a nice exposition there in Springfield.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and one of the seminars that we taught was how to negotiate for your life. Literally. If you're in a position where, you know, guns are pointed at you, how to negotiate for your life. Mike Ma taught that. Another USA Prepares instructor. Bert, what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, I guess I don't have to stretch the hamburgers and barbecued corn, so let's get right to some technical topics. So first of all, an update on the stock market. So we continue to say it's probably not a good idea to be in any of the so-called Kathy Wood stocks. They continue down today and for the week. So enough said about that. And, of course, interest rates are going up. So then there's some new studies have come out on something we've talked about in the past, and I'm sure we will in the future, and that's cell phone safety and RF radiation.
And one second. We need to say don't do anything financially regarding what we've said. Do not take anything that we said as stock advice. Do not take anything that we say as financial advice. Don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. Do your own research. And that's what we do. We do our own research. We don't believe anything until we verify it. Okay, back to you, Bert.
Yeah, and likewise, on even when we talk about technical topics like cell phones, you know, we can cite the studies and articles, but you can also, again, you know, look these things up yourself. You know, I will recommend going to a wide source because any one article could be biased or, you know, have some reason why they're trying to steer you in a certain direction. But that said, there's numerous studies that have always been there that said RF radiation is not really good. And so let me start off by saying it depends on the dose and how much. And the way the universe is created, power levels are logarithmic. So Let me try and explain that then. Imagine if you're driving in a car and you're going 30 miles an hour, you'd be going slow. You went 60 miles an hour, we could say that's fast. That's two times, twice as fast, 100%. You went 90 miles an hour, you'd be going three times 30, or 50% more than 60, and that'd be very fast. And in RF power levels, it's nothing like that. It could be thousands, millions, billions to one in terms of intensity. A typical Bluetooth device in your ear is about 1 milliwatt. Meanwhile, if you're next door to a cell phone tower, you could be having hundreds of watts basically transmitted into your body. So real roughly, we say nature has about 100 dB range of power levels. And what that means, 100 dB, each 10 dB is 10 times. So imagine 10 times 10 times. That's what we're talking about in what the actual power levels that you could be exposed to. Again, from maybe being on the rooftop of a transmitting antenna and being right next to it at one extreme, and being in the middle of the desert. I'm not even talking about, say, having a Bluetooth device with you. In the middle of the desert, as far from anything, probably satellite, maybe the strongest signal you could receive, that difference could be roughly 100 dB, which is, I don't even know what that number is, Vince, 10 times 10, or 10 to the 10th. So figure out, go 10 times and say it 10 times. That's how big the power levels are. So the reason I say all this is to give you an idea that everything is relative in terms of exposure to RF, and it can be very intense or it could be so little you probably have no reason for concern. So it's important to point that out because that has a lot to do with how you can protect yourself and in the environment.
So, is that my cue? Is that my cue?
So I'm saying that so I'm pausing so that can sink in. So that said, a cell phone held up to your head can be as much as 500 milliwatts. A Bluetooth device, typically your earbud that you put in your ear, is about 1 milliwatt. So that's 500 times a different power level. So that's why we tell people use a cell phone with Bluetooth, even if you're putting a wireless air plug, and it could be a wired air plug. I mean, those work great. But even a wireless earbud is going to be hundreds of times lower power level. And it's all a matter of probability. So with a lower power level, you're going to have a much less chance of having any ill effect from RF radiation. So that said, there are some new studies that have come out, and they're pretty frightening because these new studies are now linking RF exposure to a variety of conditions, including a lot of them related to reproduction. So sperm levels, impacts the ovaries, testosterone levels, and there's definitely a correlation. Now, does that mean that if you use a cell phone, you're going to become impotent? No, absolutely not. But what it means is your probabilities and your chances have increased. And why take those chances if you don't have to? So these new studies basically say there is absolutely a correlation between these conditions and how much, how often, and how close the cell phone is to your body, how many hours you use it, how close it is, and to a lesser extent.
You don't have to find a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Some radio visualizations. You mentioned the term dB. That stands for decibel class. And decibel is 1/10 of a bell. Okay, so 30 decibels is the sound of leaves rustling. A whisper. When someone's talking in a whisper, that's 30 decibels. Normal conversation is 60 decibels. A subway or someone shouting, that's 90 decibels. So I'm increasing 30 decibels each time. So the baseline in this example is leaves rustling
and
at 30.
Can I make one correction? So dB itself on its own is a relative term. It measures relative power levels. What you're saying when you give the dB number is a dB for acoustic, which is an absolute number. So what you're quoting is actually slightly different. It's the acoustic power level. Just
right.
Pointing that out. Where dB itself is a relative term.
Okay. And 90 dB is the sound of a subway or someone shouting. 120 dB is a rock concert or a thunderclap. So these are only 30 decibels different in an acoustic measurement. Bert, can you relate that? Because you're talking about a logarithmic scale, which is 10x, right?
Yeah, well, dBs are logarithmic. But by the way, there's an interesting story in how dB came about. So it's named after Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of telephones. So it comes out of, even though dBs are used in radio frequency work and have to do with electromagnetic power levels, it actually came from the acoustic originally, and Alexander Bell created what he thought was a relative power level, and also there's an absolute one, which there'll be another letter, so DBA or DBC or DBW or DB something. That then if it's three letters, it's an absolute level. But anyway, he created the bell, and everyone said, "Oh, okay, wow, bells. Okay, we'll talk in terms of bells." And everyone said, "Well, you know what? A bell is kind of big." And what they found is if we divide a bell by 10, make it 1/10, or decibel, that is about the minimum level of sound that you can actually hear the difference in level in. In other words, if somebody played a piano tone and they did two different times on the key and one a little harder than the other, the way a human being could perceive something being a little stronger or a little weaker turned out to be exactly 1/10 of a bell. And they said, hey, this is really useful. Let's have decibels. And that became the oft-used term, you know, then we're talking 100 years ago, and that's the birth of where we came about a dB.
So the bottom line is, with radio waves, in the use of cell phones and the like, and transmission, wavelengths that carry information, data, the farther away from the source, the better you are, right?
Yeah, when I say 100 dB range, so I could set up, we have an instrument called a spectrum analyzer that we use frequently, and it can actually look at any portion of the radio frequency spectrum that you choose, a wide spectrum, narrow spectrum, and as you look at it, the x-axis will be frequency and the y-axis is how strong it is. And if you set one of these up with, you know, just plug an antenna into it and monitor what's going on, if, for instance, you went right next to a transmitting tower for cell phones or even stronger, a TV or radio transmitter, and measured that level, it would be pretty strong. In fact, you'd probably have to put some attenuators into the input jack to keep from damaging the spectrum analyzer. So let's peg that at a maximum level. Then with that same antenna, if you go into the Mojave Desert and you would just see basically grass, a noise floor, maybe a couple of signals from, you know, a transmitter from Phoenix or something leaking in very weakly, that difference from one to the other, from one extreme to the other, can be as much as 100 dB. And again, think of that as 10 times 10, so 10 to the 10th. Huge difference in power level. And that's important when we talk about cell phone radiation and RF radiation dangers, to understand that you can be exposed to different levels.
When you say 10 times 10, you don't mean 10 times 10.
I mean 10 to the 10th. That's correct.
Right, because 10 times 10 is just 100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more. now and for the medium and longer term.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked three evacuation trains from leaving. Over three dozen civilians were killed, including children. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The whistleblower that presented the Biden laptop to the media and authorities is in fear for his life and fled to Switzerland. Jack Maxey caught up with Newsmax last night.
And I showed some of this to a dear friend, Sharp Tip of the Spear, a fellow who also later had a very distinguished career in cybersecurity. And he looked at it and he said, "Wow, I should never have looked at that, Maxey. You know, if you don't release enough of this to make them know that you could release the whole thing, which I have at my ability to the present day, and I've not done it," he said, "they're going to get you. They're going to kill you."
2 weeks before the general election in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop was presented to the FBI. Mainstream media censored the story, realizing the damage it would have caused to candidate Biden. On Wednesday, journalist from The Atlantic, Ann Applebaum, explains why she discounted the story.
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting.
The facts are the laptop is authentic, and it incriminates President Biden's claim he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings. The New York Post has pointed to 12 times in the laptop President Biden was helping Hunter Biden's business partners. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Why should I have got your take? When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Wow, I just heard the bottom of the hour news about how what's on a laptop should not influence who would be president. So, class, you just heard that the media is controlled. If you've read Operation Gladio, which I've recommended, you will have learned that the media has been infiltrated for over 70 years, and that explains why you can't trust the media, because the media didn't want you to know about the family of the guy in the big chair who he's the guy in the big chair is really, really proud of Hunter. Really proud of him. Which means he agrees with his escapades. Which explains why we're in some of the trouble we're in. And as I mentioned to you, that the guy in the big chair has been there since 1972. He's been the U.S. Senator since 1972 in training to see how well the big chair fits him. Not only that, he has been a vice president before he became the guy in the big chair. 8 years. He's been training for almost 50 years. He's been at the public trough for 50 years. And the FCC is related to the U.S. government. We're talking about radio frequencies. We're talking about damage to the human body. And you've heard me say this, so I'll just say it one more time. Back in the 1990s, I was a computer designer and consultant for some of the county school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I was the only consultant who would absolutely refuse to install wireless communications computer to computer inside school buildings. I would not do it. And I said to the superintendents, I said to the principals, I will not be part of reading about cancer in our teachers and in our students and children 15 years from now. I will not be part of it. I will not do it.
Well, what's important, Vince, is that these new studies are now linking the effects on fertility. And what's more important for youngsters than making sure that their reproduction capability is preserved? So that's why these new studies that have just come out in the last few months, several of them, are important, because it's linking, for instance, one study is linking female reproductive problems to cell phone use. Do you know that 1 out of 5 women that try to get pregnant are not able to? 1 to 5 women, 15 to 49 years old, with no prior births, 1/5 cannot get pregnant. And now, is that directly because of cell phones? There's some indication, it's because of something, because that's a higher number than we used to have. Also, sperm count in men is down, and there's many, many studies to show that. We don't know exactly why, but I will say this study for females is directly linking RF radiation to effects on ovarian follicles and the endometrial tissue, estrogen cycle, reproductive endocrine hormones, a developing embryo, and fetal development. And it's directly linking RF energy and RF radiation to those effects. Now, a lot of this was studied in animals, because they don't want to obviously subject humans to radiation to do some of these studies. But, you know, we're animals too, so I think you can say there is a linkage to what's happening in human beings. And so that's one study that was done specifically to study effects of RF radiation on female reproduction capability. Another study in 2001, released by China, showed that, and this is quote, this is their conclusion of a review by Chinese scientists in 2021, quote, mobile phone RF EMR exposure suppresses sperm motility and viability. And another 2001 review from Malaysia found that wireless RF decreases testosterone in obviously that's in males. And these studies go on and on, but what it points to is we all should do what we can to limit the exposure from both the cell phone in your hand and also cell phone towers. And as we mentioned, one of the issues with 5G is not so much that the power levels are higher, they really aren't, it's just that they're going to have what's called micro base stations pretty much everywhere. So the actual level of RF is going to be higher because there's just going to be more of it. It's going to be, you know, at every building, in foyers, as you enter buildings, and probably ultimately in every home is kind of where it's pointed to. So the actual power level in aggregate, so when we say in aggregate, we mean, you know, total, the actual total amount of RF energy is going to be going up with 5G significantly, simply because of the proliferation of the 5G base stations. What can we do about it? Well, there's things you can do, and we've spoken about them before. Use your speakerphone instead of holding your cell phone to your head. Vince, do not sleep with your cell phone. Well, you don't have one, so that's probably okay for you. Do not carry your cell phone in your pocket or your bra. If you can, use text instead of talking, because that keeps, you know, the phone at arm's length. And that's, you know, again, a good thing. How about this one, Vince? Use a corded phone instead of a cell phone at home and work if possible. People don't think about that, but corded phone, no RF. You know, there's always a little RF from everything, but very little. You there? I hear a busy signal. Vince?
That was my corded phone.
Very good. There you go. There you have it. And so, again, what we're saying is it doesn't prove any of these things are going to happen to you, but we're talking about the potential risk, lowering your chances of risk. That's all we can do because it's not a direct 100% cause and effect relationship. What we know...
There are things we can do. Get out of Dodge. Now, you're not going to get away from it. You're not going to get totally away from it, but you can reduce it. The closest cell phone tower to us is probably about 2 miles away.
I looked it up,
and I've seen it. But you're right, Bert, about don't put your cell phone in your bra if you're a female. And here's what happens: females get left breast cancer. Why do they get left breast cancer? Because most females are right-handed. So are most males. So when you're putting your phone in your pocket, you're using your right hand. Well, it'd be difficult to put your cell phone in your right bra pocket if you're right-handed. You use your right hand to put it in your left bra pocket. Why? Because women's shirts don't necessarily have pockets. That's number one. Number two, most people who get brain cancer from cell phones get it on the left side of the brain because they're right-handed. Because when you talk on a cell phone, people who are right-handed talk with the cell phone in their left hand so they can write with their right hand. And males get testicular cancer because they are right-handed, most of them, and they take the phone with their right hand and put it in their right pants pocket, front pants pocket. And that's why they get testicular cancer. And notebook computers. We had a guy at our Get Prepared Expo, and he had a really interesting product. And it was like a sheet of plastic with metal in between two layers of plastic. And he called it a Defender. And what he did was, if you were going to use a notebook computer or a laptop, instead of putting that thing on your lap, you put this thing on this, we'll call it a tablet. Plastic tablet, if you will. Or a plastic tray. Flat tray. And you put the computer on there, and then you put it on your lap. That way you don't expose your reproductive organs to the Wi-Fi as directly as you normally would. The whole thing of having a laptop on your lap is insanity. To me, absolutely crazy. Because if you have a Wi-Fi laptop like Apple, you can't. How do you plug in an Apple computer, you know, a small laptop? How do you plug that into anything other than a power cord, right? It's all wireless. So you are blasting your body with electromagnetic radiation from wireless computers. So what do you do about it? well, you don't use them. And you don't buy them. And you stay away from people who have them.
So, Vince, I think the metal plate probably does have some benefit. What doesn't have benefit, and we've talked about this before, is putting a shield over your cell phone. And that actually works against you. And you go, how can that be? Well, your cell phone has a closed-loop power system, a control loop with the cell tower. So if you shield your phone, that basically makes the signal weaker at the cell tower. And the cell tower just says, give me more power. And it keeps doing that until your cell phone goes into maximum power. So the shielding didn't really help. It just caused the cell phone to produce more power and probably wear the batteries out because you're now transmitting at the full 600 milliwatts, and you haven't done anything really to reduce the amount of power going back to your head. So that's not a – those things generally don't work. In fact, they work against you. But the plate on the laptop probably helps a little, you know, but don't put it on your lap. Like you said, put it – you know, use it on the desk. That helps. And even better is, you know, don't use wireless. Just plug it into Ethernet. And that's better yet.
That's what we have at our studio. That's what we have at our farmhouse. Everything's wired with wires, Ethernet cable throughout every room of the farmhouse. Bert, I wanted to share something with you, an interesting story. I take it upon myself when I hear advertisers, you know, new to the broadcast classroom, USA Prepares, I listen and I write down during their commercials, I write down their number. Or I write down their website. And I call them up and I say, hey, I'm Vince Finelli. Thank you for advertising on Genesis Communications Network. Your advertisement is running during USA Prepares. I'm the host of USA Prepares. I want to say thank you. By the way, you're talking about a product that claims to reduce phone radiation. I'd like to see one, try one, and look at it. And will you send me one? And I don't want to keep it. I just want to look at it and send it back. And if it works great, I'll mention that. If it doesn't, I'm going to tell you, and you won't be able to advertise on USA Prepares anymore. What do you think? And I'll tell you what happened when we come back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so I take it upon myself to call advertisers and thank them for advertising on Genesis Communications Network, which pays the bills for USA Prepares to be on the air. And I asked them if they can send me a sample of their product that I will look at, and I don't want to keep it. I will return it, but I want to see it. And I tell them that I have this arrangement with Genesis Communications Network, and every outlet that I've been on, the agreement is if I don't like a sponsor, they're not going to appear on USA Prepares. And the reason is because they reflect us and we reflect them. Not everybody would want to advertise on USA Prepares, and we don't want everybody to advertise on USA Prepares. So I want to see if the product works. And so I got this product, and it was supposed to block electromagnetic radiation and protect you. And I tested it, and it didn't work. And I sent it back to him, and I said, well, look, it doesn't work. And here it is. It doesn't work, and you're not going to be able to advertise on USA Prepares because it doesn't work. So I am who you think I am. I really am. I'm the guy who's the consumer advocate, the customer advocate, the client advocate, and the protector, as best I can be, of our class. Now, I just went into the kitchen, and this is a different kind of a tangent. I went to the kitchen, I talked to the family, and I said, so do we have names for the Buttercups twins? You know, the cow right outside the studio window, do we have names for the twins? And nobody had a name for the twins. Class, would you like to name the twins? Two little calves. If you want to see what they look like, send me an email. USAPrepares@outlook.com. I'll send you a picture of what they look like. And if you'd like to name them, I'd love to hear your suggestions. And we may name them with the names that you suggest. And that would be same email address, usaprepares@outlook.com. usaprepares@outlook.com. And if you want to see what how funny looking I am and some of the other instructors, how funny looking we are, I'll send you a link to the video. Same email address, usaprepares@outlook.com. Bert, was I as funny looking as you thought I was?
Well, let's put it this way. I was trying to figure who was the cow and who was the calf, and who were the proprietors of the farm, and who were the... Oh, you're talking about the expo picture, not the picture at the farmhouse.
Right. The expo.
Well, you were wearing brown, so anyway. No, the expo was great, Vince. Hey, curious, how did you test the the so-called cell phone protector. How did you test it?
Well, I bought a cell phone.
We would do it in the lab.
Okay, well, I didn't have the equipment. My test was really simple. So this thing was to protect electromagnetic radiation from getting out and getting out from your phone and getting into the phone. So you put this your cell phone in this protective device, and it was really simple. I put a cell phone in it, and I called the cell phone, and it rang. Okay. Then with the cell phone in it, I could talk through it, and the person at the other end of a landline could hear the communication from the cell phone. It worked perfectly. And then I put the cell phone in the microwave oven in this device. So it's a little, you know, a little protective device. I put the cell phone in the protective device, unplugged the microwave oven, put it in a microwave oven, closed the door, called the cell phone, and it rang. That's a layman's test.
Yeah, so you're saying the phone rang in your microwave oven?
Yeah, inside this protective device as well. The phone, this device is to protect microwave radiation from leaking out and hurting you, okay?
Yeah, well, but I'm surprised.
If the phone
microwave oven usually is a pretty good shield effect, so I'm surprised that the signal got through the microwave oven. That must mean you're fairly close to a cell phone tower.
Well, it's 2 miles away.
And it got into the microwave oven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising, Vince, because, you know, I tell people if you want a RF shielding enclosure, you can do the test by putting your device inside a microwave. Just whatever you do, don't turn on the microwave with your cell phone.
Yeah, unplug it. That's why I said unplug it. That's why I said unplug it. Well, how about homework for next week, Bert? Why don't you try it? Take a cell phone, stick it in the microwave oven?
Yeah. Well, I can try it right here. We have one at the office. In fact, it's in the lab.
You want to do it right? How long will it take you?
I can walk right over there now. Do you want to call my cell phone number, which you know? Okay, I'm putting it in. I don't have time to unplug it, but I'm not going to push a single button. It's in the microwave. Go ahead and call my cell phone number.
Second. Okay. Okay.
It's ringing.
Huh.
Oh, my God. Well, I just learned something, Vince,
and
I'm not going to...
It's Vin. Hello. Bert, hello.
I'm not going to tell anyone to use a microwave oven anymore as a shielded enclosure.
There you go. Okay, hey, Bert, what are you doing next Friday about the same time? Come on here?
Barbecued burgers and corn.
Hey, Bert, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty
and integrity. Now, orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.